Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Extra Life. I'm Keza MacDonald.
And I'm Annie Gibson.
And today we are joined by the excellent Suze Kempner.
Hi, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Suze. Do you mind for the listener explaining who the hell you are?
Oh, yeah. I am Suze Kempner off of Twitter and also stand-up comedy and singing. Those three things are me.
Also been doing a lot of Twitch streaming over lockdown.
I have been. I've been because I was live streaming on Facebook as soon as lockdown started. And then Facebook binned me off because I posted a Indian ice cream brand that really exists called Hitler Ice Cream with a picture of Hitler on the box. And I posted it and said, I wish I had a cool, refreshing Hitler ice cream. And Facebook were like, you're not allowed to live stream anymore.
Wow.
So I was like, oh.
Censorship.
Yeah, it's nice.
But you didn't invent the ice cream. You didn't even mock up.
You didn't even invent Hitler.
I'm also a left-wing Jew. But so I was kind of like, well, I suppose Facebook's trying to deal with the fascists, but they're really fucked it.
Oh, please tell me that that is one of the flavours of Hitler ice cream. Left-wing Jew.
Left-wing Jew.
Delicious. Yeah.
So I had to go on Twitch, which I like much better.
I'm a big fan of your Sonic Christmas jumper that you wear. I'm especially a fan of when you stand in front of a green screen, and because it's Green Hill Zone, you just look like you're a creepy floating torso.
It was really exciting. I did a Christmas stream in early October, and I wear a Sonic jumper which has a strip of green at the bottom. So, and that was the bottom of the screen, and it did. It looked like I was a spooky torso.
I'll be honest, Suze, as I'm an incredibly old person. I'm one of those boring people who doesn't really get Twitch. I don't really understand it. So I'm asking you, as a Twitcher, do you even say Twitcher? Is that what you say? Are you a Twitcher?
Twitch.
I have never heard Twitcher. Twitchy.
I'm a girl doing
Twitchster.
Twitch N.
as a left-wing Jewish person who twitches, sell it to me as an old person. Why should I get involved
in
Twitch?
So you've seen live streaming on Facebook.
Yeah, very tedious.
Yeah, well, it's that.
Right. Okay, you're not selling it in terms of selling it.
It's that, but it's better than like Facebook and YouTube live streaming because you could do whatever you want, which you can on Facebook and YouTube, but people don't. Whereas on Twitch, you can do really mad stuff for hours on end. So they don't mind me. Like, I play Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, a game that came out in 1993, and I make it so that every robot you defeat is a Republican senator who's... And you can do that on Twitch for several hours and people stick around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody's got very much to do at the moment.
Oh, are you quite into the old Twitch then, Keza?
Not particularly. I must be honest. I'm not
You're
into
a grown-up.
I was there just slightly too late. Like, I've missed several boats in my career. Like, I started working on a print magazine in 2005, which is very smart. And then in 2010, just as YouTube was turning up, I went to a very big website. And now I write for a newspaper.
Yeah.
So, you know, really not on it with the trends.
We sound like one of those people going, tell me about this Elvis Presley. What's all this with his funny hips? I don't like it.
I feel like I should have have been a YouTuber or a Twitch streamer, but it just wasn't. It wasn't to be for me. Oh, it was never going to happen.
Never too late for Twitch.
I think it is, mate. I really think it is.
The thing is, I think my major issue is that I can't. I can't talk and play video games at the same time. Like, I can't do it. I become monosyllabic.
Okay.
Like, some people have that talent. Like, what amazes me about really good Twitch streamers is that they can be full on funny for hours while playing a game to quite a high level. I'm like, either of those things individually is a challenge. Both together.
It's the speedrunners I'm obsessed with. I follow a few speedrunners on Twitch and who all just play Sonic speedrunning.
So speedrunners are people who complete a game as fast as possible,
yeah,
right?
That's it. And they break loads of rules in the game. Like, they play Mario 64 and it's like, walls are optional. And then, but these Sonic speedrunners they just completely blow the game apart, and they'll complete Sonic 2 in 14 minutes. The world record's like 14 minutes. And, like, I'll be there for an hour and a half going, oh, for fuck's sake. But they will chat as they do it. Like, they'll be on world record pace and they'll go, yeah, it's looking good. I think that if I can get through oil ocean, they don't even call it the full name. They'll be like, if I can get through ocean in this time, I think we're on cars for a round. And you go, how? Can you still talk at the same time? I'd be going, could everyone in the chat just stop typing? It's really distracting.
I can't even talk about games when I'm not playing them. Right?
So I mean, that's a bit of a disadvantage for someone in our career.
It is a bit. I was on a popular television show. I don't know if I've mentioned it. I don't really know how to talk about it. called Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit, which I co-hosted.
I mean, the way Ellie talks about it, you'd think it was indeed Ellie Gibson's Go 8-Bit.
Yeah, Ellie Gibson's Go
8-Bit. To me, it is.
Yeah.
In the hearts of the nation.
That was the working title. but he's got a huge ego, so yeah, we had to. But in that, Dara and I had to commentate on... So the comedians and celebrities would play video games, and Dara and I had to commentate on them. And honestly, I was just terrible at it, really. Especially if it was a game like Pro Evo or FIFA. I don't know how to commentate on football. I'd be like, well, he's kicking the ball to a man, and the man has kicked it to another man. And
to be fair, that's what all football commentary sounds like to me.
Well, this is it. But then, like, even if it was games I knew lots about, like Tomb Raider or Aladdin on the Snares, they were always rubbish at it. So I'd be like, no, pull it down. And one point I had to get up and go and fix the game because Simon was so bad at it. So I just don't think, I'm just not cut out for it, is what I'm saying.
That's one of those, like, new economy jobs, shoutcasting.
Ooh.
Which is being a commentator for competitive video games.
Oh, is that an actual job?
It's a real job now.
That,
like, there are some famous ones.
Amazing.
With
amazing.
Yeah.
Like, how strange that nobody has approached me for that job. Despite having been on television doing it for three series.
They keep crying, Ellie.
It's funny that the appeal of speedrunning, there's a lot of speedrunners out there, and they do awesome games done quick I think it's three times a year they get a lot of people together to do games as fast as they can. Part of the fun of speedrunning is you get to see a game that you're really, really familiar with, like one from your childhood, but you get to see it blown apart in a different way.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm so...
I love it. I've started doing... I'll, like, play Sonic games live on Twitch, but I'm bad at it. I wasn't that good even as a kid. I was a bit of an amateur then. But now I'm really shit at it. I'm 35 and I haven't played them properly in about 15 years. So I'll play it and be bad at it, but I'll commentate on it as if I'm breaking the world record. And I'll do it for hours. And I've started getting followed by actual speedrunners that I'm essentially mugging off on Twitch. And I go, oh God, JoeyBaby69 is in the chat and he's the world record holder in all four classic Sonic games.
Really good start here.
I can't play Sonic in front of him. Be like trying to sing in front of Streisand.
You've got a very long history with Sonic, haven't you?
Yeah.
What was the first game you remember enjoying when you were a kid?
Oh, Sonic 1 on the Master System. Because we didn't have Mega Drive money. So I think the Mega Drive was sort of, it had been out about 2 years in the UK. So the Master System had dropped in price quite a lot. So that's when we got a Master System.
I remember those years when the Mega Drive was just impossibly expensive.
Yeah.
There are over 100 Mega Drive games. They get faster, they get harder.
What are you going to do to keep up?
Be this good, makes sense.
Lewisham Dixon's had level one on a loop and you could go and play that. It was like being in an arcade, so it wasn't. But
you could play
in your
Sonic.
Head it was.
Yeah.
It was a good time. And have you always been a Sonic rather than a Mario person?
Oh yeah, because we never had Nintendo. So
right, yeah.
And so I grew up proper late. I hate Mario. You know, you're like,
visceral
it's not
hatred.
Yeah, I'm one of those people, it's like, it's not enough. that I just like this thing I like and I don't play that other thing that's the rival. I hate the other thing.
Oh, so you don't have it? Because there has been some debate on this podcast about whether Mario is better than Sonic. But some people have suggested that Sonic is just a very dull, simplistic game where it's just all about speed and pressing right.
Mm.
So I'm asking you to justify. You don't like you're about
I
to.
Really like Sonic. I think it's skill-based. Which you can tell.
Skill based, Keza. Skill based.
You can tell it's skill based because I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, there you go. Stick that in your pipe.
But you're deeply, deep. Like, didn't you write a Sonic novelization?
When I was seven. Yeah. When I was seven, we got Sonic 2.
The best one.
And
yeah.
We had a project in year three called Long Story. You had to write quite a long story over like a couple of weeks with the Vikings involved in it because we were studying the Vikings. Well, here's what I did. I novelised Sonic 2 on the Master System, but I did a Viking who was Sonic's mentor character.
Okay.
And he was called Bert the Bone Eater. But yeah, it was very moving. He was trying to avenge the death of his father.
Sonic? Sonic's father.
Yes.
Okay.
His father was called Alexander.
It's like Game of Thrones.
What was that?
Absolutely heartbreaking.
I must have got it from somewhere else as well. There's like no way I came up with that as a seven-year-old. I'm like, yeah, his father's death.
Every story I wrote before the age of about 14 was just Star Wars, really, but with different characters.
Barbara Cartland used to wholesale steal other romance novelists' entire books and wouldn't even change the names. She was like, 90% of the plot points and all of the names. Like, she wrote 19 books in 1976.
Wrote, yeah.
Well, yes. Yeah, I think Barbara Cartland is history's greatest monster.
Well, you know, you think Hitler ice cream's funny, so...
It's funny the amount of fan art and fan fiction and general fan stuff that Sonic inspired. This is beyond me, but like whenever you do a cursory Google of Sonic, you discover everybody with their Sonic fersonas. Their Sonic characters. Yeah, persona, but furry.
Yeah.
No, I got that.
The whole
thing. Wait, is this a sex thing or is this?
I don't really want to know.
Right.
Sometimes.
I think furry, I don't get it. I'm not gonna judge, but also...
There's a large crossover between Sonic fans and furries, though, right?
That's it.
And like, that's when, if you start looking into the Sonic fandom, you realise that there's this like very, very big bit of the Venn diagram that's just both.
But like, I go, okay, so you find it sexy to dress as animals, but like, why Sonic?
Well, there is a rabbit called Cream. That's always
Cream the rabbit.
Ooh. Boobs.
Yeah, there's Knuckles the Echidna, and you know the thing about echidnas, penises, right? Guys, you don't know this. Right, okay. I tell you what. So when I was in a popular television programme called Dara O'Brien's and Annie Gibson's Go 8-Bit three series, it was my job to come up with sort of facts about games. And I used to like to do a quiz, which was always edited out of the final broadcast.
Okay.
But we did Crash Bandicoot once, and I wrote a quiz about video game characters' penises.
Why? Just why? Are you a Sonic fan?
The money wasn't good enough to do any actual research. You know, I wasn't going to spend all day on Wikipedia. Luckily, I've been through the archive, guys, and I've saved all the original scripts so I can recycle all the jokes that were cut from the show because they weren't good enough.
And
if you like, we could do the penis quiz.
Yes, please.
Oh, God.
Keza, this is like an exclusive, Keza. This is like never broadcast, but not barely broadcastable, to be honest. This is an exclusive, like, extra content for fans of Ellie Gibson's Go 8-Bit.
Let's get this over with.
Ellie Gibson's Amazing Penis Quiz.
Right. I'm excited, erotically.
Now, bear in mind, I spent most of this series pretending I was Richard Osman. So this is what I've actually written in the script.
Okay.
Penis Quiz, that's what I've called it, original.
Sure.
Penis Quiz.
Bandicoots are one of a few species which have unusual genitals. Does anyone know why?
Oh, does it fully retract?
That's Crash. Crash has a bifurcated penis, which means it's split in two.
That sounds painful.
I feel changed by this
knowledge. So it's not two dicks. It's one dick.
It's one
in two
halves. But I mean...
Did bandicoots have two vaginas? Like, where does the second one go?
What's the difference having two penises and a penis that's split in two? Like, I have two fingers. I don't have one finger split in two.
Yeah.
I've actually got five fingers. Well, anyway, it's just
I've got ten.
Oh, yeah, but thumbs don't count, my son would say, because he's 9, he's fucking annoying. Oh. So you've got 8.
Okay.
All right, now imagine we're in a TV studio and imagine there's a picture of Echo the Dolphin on the big screen, Suze.
I'm imagining it.
And here's what I've written in the script. Yes, that's Echo the Dolphin. What's unusual about his penis, teams?
Does it echolocate?
Oh, whoa. No, it's retractable, Keza.
I knew one of these penises would be retractable. I knew it.
Okay.
Also, dolphins engage in same-sex relations early in life and use the bonds they form to hunt for females as they get older, which is anyone who played Echo will know is level 4. Look, I wrote a joke. I wrote a joke in it, guys.
That's very good. Oh, my God. That game is impossible. I tried playing it on Twitch and I got about 15 minutes in and went. I literally went, forget it.
don't you get eaten by sharks? Is that a thing?
There's all kinds of terrible things. Also, his oxygen only lasts 90 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, who knew and it was so hard to save the dolphins?
Yeah.
You know when you see real dolphins, they're really elegant and like swimming. Echo's, he's fucking terrible.
Also, yeah, I'm not constantly like jamming his nose into a rock. I would go, oh, sorry. So it's a horrible game.
Right, final one. Now, if you imagine in our virtual studio team.
I can't believe it's nearly over.
I'm getting really into it now. I'm visualising it now.
I looked at the screen. Knuckles,
the echidna from Sonic the Hedgehog is of course an echidna. How many penises do they have?
Oh,
Suze, I'm coming
God's
to you.
Sake. Oh, well, he always looked annoyed about something, so maybe none. He was just like, I've got such a high sex drive and I can't do anything about it.
Oh, I haven't actually written the answer.
None.
Who would have thought this penis quiz would be half-cocked?
Ellie Gibson's brief pause to look up the actual answer.
I can sort of get why the Sonic fans find it so sexy.
I thought you were about to say I can sort of get why the penis quiz was cut from Ellie Gibson's.
No, I don't get. I don't get that. I think the show would be on series 20 by now if it had stayed.
Knuckles the echidna, as of all male echidnas, has a bizarre four-headed penis. This is why
it's four-headed the same as bifurcated but like tetracated?
I don't know, but get this. During sex, I think you're going to like this, guys.
Okay.
Two of the heads shut down while the other two grow bigger to fit into the female's two-branched reproductive track.
Again, males, why do they need four?
Males alternate the heads they use between matings.
That's answered my question.
So they have like spare penises.
Oh,
so they have a
God.
Little go with two.
Fancy
then
something
swap
a bit
over.
Different tonight? Yeah. Try the other two penises.
This is gross. It's making me think of like Cerberus.
Do you think they name them like John Paul, George, and Ringo? Who do you want tonight, love? Oh, get Ringo and George out. Oh.
He's like, these are my true knuckles. And Sonic goes, you're putrid. I wish you'd never shown up.
Right. Speaking of putrid.
I feel like you're trying to say change the subject.
What is this?
Can I just say, I thought that was a bloody good quiz. That was a bloody good quiz.
I just want it to be over. I really want this part of my life to
stop. You laugh. Now, that'll be a series of questions on Pointless next week.
There was a Sonic cartoon. It was awful. I had to make myself like it. It was
very important to your identity that you like this cartoon.
Yeah, it was I had to tell people, no, it's really good, and it was horrible. It's like a really bad Hanna-Barbera cartoon. At the end of every episode, it would be Sonic says, and he would teach kids a lesson. He'd be like, he'd be like, oh, don't go off with strangers and that kind of thing. But one was, he had this really annoying voice. He'd go, if you see it tumble dry, it may look fun to get inside. he said, don't. And he opens the door of a tumble dry. He goes, if you get in there and someone switches it on, you could break all of your bones. So I just imagine him
to death.
I can imagine him going, if you see an echidna, don't look at his penis. It's disgusting.
If an echidna tries to show you his penis, just say no.
Jesse, oh my God, they did actually do that. He was like, hugs from someone you love are great. he said, if someone hugs you and you don't want it, he's like, you tell them no and then tell a grown up. Like, what if that person is a grown up?
Yeah, Sonic's not fought it through, obviously.
He hasn't fought anything through, and I think a lot of children's lives were ruined because of that.
I mean, I know the sex education is subpar in America, but,
you know.
If they're relying on Sonic, they really are fucked.
Well, at least it could be worse. At least they're not relying on Knuckles.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Christ, oh, right, so okay, which is sorry. The most...
Fine,
which is,
move on, fine, okay. Whatever.
I ruined it.
Like, Sue's not having quite a nice time, actually, but no. Keza, the spoil sport, wants to talk about video
Stop
games or something.
Talking about
such.
The dicks.
Which... that is my catchphrase. which is the most repellent of all the repellent Sonic... add on that rubbish bat one.
there's the...
Everyone hates Tails.
Fucking... Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh god, emo Sonic.
Yeah, he's got a gun.
Yeah, they're like, look, do you know what makes Sonic cool? Give him a gun.
Gun. Yeah. Just give him a gun. And it's like the Sonic series is dark now.
I had a friend with one of the Sega consoles and I was always had to be fucking Tails.
Oh,
never let
what?
Me be Sonic.
Like, Sonic 2 one player even, where you can control Tails with the second controller, but the
it's
camera, the
left,
game camera.
Yeah, you're just left off the screen all the
That's
time.
It.
You may as well not be
I
there. It's like giving a child an unplugged controller and say, here, you play
Sonic. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, you might as well not bother. Like, I have a bit about that where I'm like, if you want to know what it's like being a woman in 2020, play one player Sonic 2 and you get to be Tails. So I said that, but I tried it on stage 3-4 times and every time one person in the audience would laugh. I'm like, it's not enough.
And you're like, my soulmate. Yeah. It's you.
It's like, you and I are going to the chapel.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2! Welcome to Sonic Land! Mega Drive から世界へ向けて!
So was there a point at which you fell out of love with Sonic, so you sort of outgrew him, or just you'd had enough, really?
No, because I still play it on Twitch, and I'm more immature about it than when I was 7. At least when I was 7, I would go, and now I will play Sonic, the video game, and just play it. Now I'm creating backstories as I play, and I make out that it's for viewers. I'm like, they'll love this, but it's for me. I'm having the time of my life. 7-year-old me would see it and go, you're incredibly immature. But it's also like payback for when, like when I was actual 7 or 8, on the last day of term, people would bring in their consoles and play video games. And Tim Wilkinson brought in his Master System and all the boys were playing Sonic on the Master System. And I was going, let me play it. And they went, no, you're lying that you can play Sonic. And I think about it all the time. And I think they probably do too.
Did you get to play it?
Were no,
you...
they wouldn't let me play it. Because they were like, she's lying that she's good. She can't play it.
Right. I'm not going to accept that. What actually happened is that they let you play it. And then you were so much better than them. That feminism was achieved.
Yes.
You just won. It was like
and
the last day.
And you're like, oh, why don't we have a Jacinta Ardern? It's me.
Yeah, and then we all got the vote, yeah. And then that's how that works.
That's how
yeah,
women
that's
got
happened.
The vote when I played Sonic and was good.
But yeah, but you, I'm just going to go out on the limb and just guess, Sue's, guess that like all sort of women of our, well, your generation really, did you by any chance have a thing about Lara Croft for a period of time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a shocking answer.
What a misguided young lady I was.
What makes you sweat? Is it passion? Or could it just be heat? What about not knowing if your very next breath will be your last? What about all three? Tomb Raider. Tomidas Interactive.
I wanted to be her because she was adventurous and cool and she could look after herself with the aid of guns and she had big titties.
Yeah.
And I wanted them as well. So, yeah, and you look back on it now and you go, oh, this was a character for men. Yeah.
But she was all we had.
Exactly.
That's it.
She was
all we had. So we all related super, super hard to her.
Hi, I'm Lara Croft and I'm here to tell you all about my new game, Tomb Raider 3.
I mean, who else did you have? Peach. Princess Peach. Like, God. Rubbish. She wasn't even playable in most of the games at that point.
No, she wasn't. And it's sad, isn't it?
Are there any... Hang on, wait. Are there any playable female Sonic characters?
Cream the rabbit. Oh. I used to think Knuckles was a girl, but no,
he was
wrong.
Very much four times and, over not a girl.
And,
I think
exactly. I mean, on a Nintendo, they had Samus.
But you didn't know she was a woman until right at the
end of the
game.
No, I like that. At the end of the game?
Yeah, the end of Metroid, she took her helmet off and it's like, OMG, it's a lady under there.
And also, like, could just be a video game man with long hair.
Could.
It's not very detailed.
Secretly, she's a hot chick.
She looks like she's naked as well. The spacesuit is beige.
They did a version of Samus in, like, a skin-tight blue suit at one point and it was like, no!
No, stop the whole point is... this character is amazing, and then the boys playing it go, oh, it was a lady. It's still more progressive than Lara Croft.
Definitely.
Yeah, but, you know, it was a different time. I liked that, and I quite liked the thing that boys would be quite disappointed, because on the box, if you remember, the original Tomb Raider, she had that green vest on, and the boobs were magnificent, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were like sort of two enormous water balloons.
Total 90s knockers.
Yes, and they were sort of silk, sort of, it was lovely. Yeah. And then when you actually got the game going, it was just like she put a Toblerone up her vest. They're very pointy, and I can't imagine that being comfy.
No, and then kills endangered animals with them, just like slice.
Yeah. Take that, echidna. All four penises in one go.
And you'll soon see that Tomb Raider 3 is by far the most exciting adventure yet. Most of you are probably thinking that I'll have new outfits to wear.
There was that time in the 90s where video game culture and lad culture became intertwined all of a sudden.
And
it became slightly awkward to be a woman in that space because it's like, cool, everything is very much not aimed at me here anymore.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider 3 incorporates an amazing variety of new elements, all designed to give the game more depth and the player more satisfaction. But I can't say too much at the moment. I'd hate to reveal everything. Well, I hope you'll take good care of me when you play Tomb Raider 3. I'll need all the help I can get.
I really, like, went for it in a big way. And it's bad, actually. I remember being 13, 14 and being just like, I'm not like the other girls.
Classic cool girl feminist.
Yeah. And just going like, I don't have any friends who are girls. Girls are just, like, so bitchy, aren't they? I just have friends who are guys.
I think we all had that phase.
They were just all horrible, incel-y guys who would say terrible things about women. And I'd go, and think, oh, I hope they don't think that about me.
How old were you when you figured out you didn't have to laugh at those jokes?
14.
Okay, yeah, I took till 16.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely a point where you realise, like, hold up a minute.
Some people still haven't, and I feel bad for them.
What do you think of the new Tomb Raiders? Because you remember the few years ago they rebooted and they were like, oh, so now we're going to show that Lara's, like, she's not this Teflon, you know, space chief? That's not a word.
Space marine. Like
space
fucking
chief.
Moonraker.
You know, like in that game, Halos. Space chief, he's the main character.
Space chief.
And he takes his helmet off at the end. He's a woman, you remember. So we're going to tell the story, we're going to make her a human, a rounded character, then we're going to do that, and then by, like, have her murdering 800 people in the first 90 seconds.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was it. Like, she was a troubled student with dead or absent parents.
Is this in, like, 2013?
That's
they
right
did all this.
2013 yeah. Tomb Raider reboot.
I'd finally set out to make my mark, to find adventure. But instead, adventure found me.
Yeah.
And they had a moment where it was like, we're going to humanise Lara, and the way we're going to do that is by having a pirate try and feel her up, and then she's going to shoot him in the head.
Oh, classic,
that was,
yeah.
That was like the first kill. And after that, it just became a typical action game.
I had some sympathy for what they were trying to do, but it was that classic thing where story and the mechanics of games just bump up against each other in a really horrible, violent, murdery way. And it was like, well, I can see you're trying to tell quite an intelligent, sensitive story, but then you're trying to do it immediately, and then she's a homicidal maniac.
I really, really liked that game a lot, but at the time I was like, this is a bit of a strange tonal shift. We've gone from, like, being a desperate survivor who has to shoot someone to save herself, and now it's like, pew-pew.
Gotcha, yeah. And you kind of go, just don't have that. Just have her shooting bad guys.
Why not? Yeah, just do it.
Or do all the microaggressions and aggressions. She's like, so go from her, like, not just like one guy feels wrong. Different, like when she worked in Iceland for 2 years and every time Jeff from Frozen Prawns would come over and feed her up. Do you know what I mean? Things like that. Let's see the whole history of why she's it. Because I feel like that. Many days.
Finally. Let's see her as a three-year-old, like, making loads of noise, and her parents going, no, little girls should be quiet.
Yeah.
Let's see that.
Let's see her breastfeeding and getting shifty looks off the old man at the next table who's reading the Sun at the time. Let's see all that.
Bloody hell. And plot twist, it's the butler. From her house. So no wonder she locks him in the fridge.
Oh, that
did you spend a lot of time
in?
Is it Croft Manor?
Croft Manor. Yeah.
Did you spend a lot of time in Croft Manor? Yeah, I spent half my time in that game just enjoying her house. She had such a nice house.
She did have a real good house. I hated playing the real game. I found it scary, and I have no sense of direction, so I got lost a lot. I'm not very good at 3D games. That's why I stopped playing games in like the year 2000 because I don't know where I'm going. So, but I knew I was going in her house. So I just run around there. She doesn't make good use of the space, though. It's only one bedroom.
There's the obstacle course outside, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And the end of the obstacle course in Tomb Raider 3 is you have to shoot targets, and the last target is on the butler's front. He's like standing with a tea tray and no armor. He's got a tea tray around his front with a target on it, and you have to shoot it. And he goes, "Oh." It's cathartic.
Oh, it's a good time.
I hate that guy.
I like the obstacle course because it was basically, it was just like the Krypton Factor, the video game. I would have been quite happy with that.
I loved it. I think I was probably the best in the world at it because I played it non-stop for about a year and a half. I can't wait to get home from school and do the obstacle course in the tutorial level of Lara.
You should speedrun it. For the old Twitchers.
Hey, Twitchers. Today we're going to be doing that obstacle course again.
What's up, Twitchers?
Hey, you there. I see you looking at that tumble dryer thinking it looks like fun. Don't. You'll break all your mounts.
Did you see the new Sonic movie that came out just in the before times?
Yeah, I sure did, because I was just convinced and looking forward to how bad it was going to be.
Especially after, because they put out a trailer, didn't they, like a year
dreadful
before with
trailer.
Just the scariest Sonic.
Yeah.
It was so upsetting. Like, it viscerally offended everybody under the age of 45.
I think they did it deliberately so that everyone would go, "It's awful," and they go, "Okay, we've heard you and we're going to redesign it." Like, no, you were going to do that anyway so that everyone's expectations would be way lower. I think that's what happened. However, my expectations were as low as that trailer when they announced the Sonic movie. I was like, it's going to be appalling. So when I then went to see the film ready to go, this is the worst thing ever, and it was basically fine, I went, "Ah." I feel cheated.
It's almost disappointing.
Yeah, it was so much better than the Mario movie.
The Bob Hoskins one.
Yeah. And halfway through filming, he turned to the director and said, "I was talking to my daughter last night and she told me that this is all based on a video game."
Because Dennis Hopper played Bowser, didn't he? Yeah. And I read a quote where he said in an interview, his son, years later, like his son came to him and said, "Dad, like, why did you make that movie? It's so terrible. Why do you think that's your legacy? Like, what?" And he was like, "Listen, son, you needed shoes." And the kid went, "Dad, I did not need shoes that bad."
I don't think Sonic has ever worked in 3D with speaking.
No, the games have always been bad.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like it.
Apart from, of course, Ellie.
I knew you were going to say it.
Do tell us about the your favourite Sonic game of recent years.
So, fine. I'll just say the facts. The facts are: Sega, why would it be anyone else? Sega released a game called Sonic 4 that was like a 2D sequel to the original, as we've agreed, excellent Sonic games.
Yeah.
And I was working for a website called Eurogamer, and I reviewed it because I was a big Sonic fan, and I gave it 9 out of 10.
She got a bit carried
it's
away.
Nearly perfect.
The score I should have given it was 2 out of 10.
It is not a good video game.
No.
You were caught up. You were just caught
up
in
nostalgia.
It got everything wrong, didn't it?
It was like when you go out for a drink with like an old boyfriend you haven't seen for years, and you're like, "Oh yeah," and then it's not until you're at the bus stop and his hand's up your jumper, you're like, "Wait a minute, I remember that time we had a row because he took a copy of FHM's top models of 1999 on holiday, or remember that time every time Arsenal lost he wouldn't speak to me for 3 hours." I'm just plucking those as examples out of the air.
There are sometimes you get like weirdly caught up, don't you?
Yeah.
In a game, especially if you're reviewing it so it's not in public opinion yet. No one else is really playing it, or maybe you don't know anyone else who is playing it. Sometimes when you review games, they take you to like a hotel and you have to play the game in the hotel and you're not allowed to leave. And so,
like NDA,
yeah, very much. Right. So you don't, so you can't possibly like leak the code or you know post about it on Twitter or whatever.
Or remember that there's a world outside this hideous video game.
Exactly. So day two of that, you start to lose a grip on reality and you start to question your own instincts and you get to a point where you're like, is this game amazing? I don't know.
Well, look, I think it's about time we brought a special guest in, Kezza, and this is your favourite bit.
Oh, yeah, brilliant. So we've got someone in. I've got a man. I think I've got a man
Fingers crossed he'll be funny.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They always are.
Men are so mean.
Let's not forget to laugh.
Come on in.
Hello. Hi there, ladies. How are you?
You know, we're just doing great.
Good to see you. You're both looking lovely, if I may say.
Thank you.
I'm a top video games executive, Barry Sager. And I'm
Mr.
looking...
Sager, I mean, just, can I just say, it's such a delight to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
We'd like to thank you personally for the brilliance that is the supporting cast of Sonic the Hedgehog.
No problem. I know them all personally. Great bunch of lads.
Excellent.
Tell you what, though, Knuckles, though, he costs a fortune in underpants. He has to have them specially made. Oh, yeah. Tell you what, though, they fit him like a glove. Okay, now, I'm looking for some new intellectual property because, sadly, Sonic 4 was critically underrated by most reviewers and didn't do as well as we were banking on. So I'm looking for a new IP, and I was wondering, Suze Kempner, if you'd like to pitch your video game idea to me, Barry Sager.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I quite like, now that I'm a grown-up, I quite like to mix politics and gaming. And I think, what would you say to Senator Sonic? Senator Sonic the Hedgehog, he is a Democrat senator. Mm-hmm. He's blue. So it works.
Right.
He's a Democrat senatorial candidate.
I think that might turn off half of Sonic's audience. That's the main issue that I've got with this picture.
You're
so
saying
far.
Most Sonic fans are very right wing.
I'm saying it's split down the middle, like society.
Yeah, like Crash Bandicoot's penis.
Like Crash Bandicoot's penis.
Well, Barry, I didn't know you liked Sony PlayStation.
Oh no, but I do like to keep. I do like to keep an eye on the genitalia of the competition.
Is that why you gave Knuckles 4 dicks?
That's right. That's why he's an echidna. Suze, I feel like we're getting off topic. Okay. I want to hear more about your idea.
Sonic is a Democratic senatorial candidate.
Who's the incumbent? Is it Robotnik? Okay,
yes.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I like the way he... Yeah, you have to smash him through a variety of debates and rallies. And yeah, you just have to win over the red state voting public in this game. But it's Sonic, so he'd do it using speed and really annoying catchphrases. So he'd like turn to people and go, blue's better than red. So he does a lot of standing on stage. He goes like, let's just give a big hand to all the emergency workers. And the audience are like clapping. He probably sheds a little tear. Yeah.
So
you could call it Sonic 5 Running for Office.
Oh!
9 out of 10.
Shit!
Very strong. But listen, I'm the buyer. Who's the big wig video game executive here?
I
just want the best.
You shouldn't have done that.
I just want the best for Suze here.
I don't want you left-wing hippie Guardian writers coming at me with your ideas and your hummus. Get out of my office. Oh yeah, I'm in your studio. Anyway, Suze, how much money is it going to cost to make this game?
I don't know, like £25?
You got a deal!
Yeah!
Congratulations, Suze.
Okay, I'll be off, guys. Got to get back to Japan. I've got a punch up with Ian Nintendo scheduled for 7 p.m.
Oh, wow, I didn't know. Later. But heads of video games companies like beat each other senseless.
There's a lot you don't know and you'll never know.
Guess.
Cheerio!
Bye, Barry.
See
Thank
you, Barry.
You.
£25, I mean, riches.
Yeah, that's how much it's
going
to
cost. I know times are hard right now. Hopefully that will help.
I think it's going to help a lot. I've saved a lot of money on travel since I've started sitting in my house playing video games for money.
Excellent.
Oh, hi, guys. You all right?
Oh, what's up, Ellie?
Hello, Ellie. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what you just missed.
What's that?
I just sold a video game.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Who to?
Barry Sager.
Barry Sager,
said I look really nice.
Oh, yeah, no, he's a sucker for a short skirt, Barry Sager.
Real gentleman. Real gentleman is Barry Sager.
Good. Shall we end this with a quickfire round?
Ooh,
shall we end it all?
I would end it with another penis quiz, but I've got a feeling I'll get short shrift on that one.
You know what? I think we may have run out of mileage
short
on the penis
shrift
quiz.
Short shrift penis quiz.
We're not going to do Sonic or Mario this time, are we?
We know the answer.
Yeah, we know the answer.
Okay,
let's go. Sonic. All right, here we go. PC or consoles?
Consoles. But PCs for like Word documents and stuff. try and write that on your Megatron.
Mario Paint, yeah. Difficulty setting, easy peasy or hard as bloody nails?
Easy peasy. Yeah. I want my games to be relatively drama free, yeah, unless I'm watching them.
We're all going to die someday, do you know what I mean? Yeah. We've got time
Let's
for
Let's just make things
nails,
nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Single player or multiplayer?
Multiplayer if it's Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, because I'm really good and I'll
very specific
beat people, but usually single player and me commentating and making it political because I'm growing up.
Completist or can't be asked?
I'd like to say completist, but what happens is I get 10 minutes into a game and go, I'll forget this, and then just watch a playthrough on YouTube.
Pikachu or Squirtle?
Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Just old bathwater. Crash or Spyro?
Spyro. Mm. Very wholesome, cute. I like the way the dragons all faint him.
I don't think he has a penis, does he, Spyro?
No.
He doesn't wear clothes.
Oh my god, can we stop discussing the penises of my
he
son?
He doesn't.
I've been married for 10 years. I think about penises a lot, Keza.
Spyro doesn't piss or fuck. Sorry. I'm just trying to prove that women can be gross too.
That's right. They're rebooting. They are like Tomb Raider. They're rebooting the Spyro series, and it's called Spyro 2020. He doesn't piss or
fuck. Doesn't piss or fuck, and he's got a gun.
Spyro, purple-headed dragon. That's what they're calling it. Keza, do you want to do one more? I feel like she's had enough.
God, right.
She's had enough of this filth.
SimCity or Flight Simulator?
SimCity, please. Socialism always solves it in these games, if you notice that. Anyway, carry on.
Funny that, isn't it? It's almost as if the values of the people who make video games are present in the games themselves.
Yeah. Who would have thought it? Oh, well, there we go.
We have to end the podcast by saying game over.
Oh.
But Ellie and I refuse to
Absolutely
demean
not.
Ourselves.
Not enough money in the world. Not enough money in the world.
By doing that, so...
It just
so
sounds...
You...
But then what? Then you get a continue and then there's another episode of your podcast.
I mean, that's also a really good idea. Do you know what? You could...
Dun, 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 dun,
She's dun, changing
dun,
it up.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the when Sonic Continue music. And if you don't choose
that.
The continue within 10 seconds, it goes... Dun, 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 it goes really minor key.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not continue? I'm like, because I'm adult and sometimes I've got to watch CNN for 12 hours.
I want that played at my funeral, Suze, as I get lowered. Behind the curtain, they push me on the curtain.
I love the drowning music.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. And then they throw me in the sea.
Yeah.
I was just hoping for the...
Boom.
Yeah. Well, if you like, why not? If you want to add a... I'll leave it to you to freestyle it, Suze. We need the world's game over. If you want to add a continue or some music, whatever you like, you go for it. You explore the space.
Okay. So, I lost all my lives in Marble Zone because I'm so fucking shit at this game now that I'm 35.
No, I've got to watch CNN.
And I'll turn it off. Game over.
That was moving.
It's painted me a picture.
Oh, that took me on a journey.
It did.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this, Suze.
Thanks for having me. This was lovely.
This has been Extra Life. Don't forget to like and subscribe. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Extra Life Pod.
Extra Life with Ellie Gibson and Keza MacDonald. Produced by Joel Marks. Assistant producer Alex Hart. Music by Wayne Shepherd. Extra Life is a great big owl production for Audi.
Believe it or not, every year some ignorant kid takes a ride in a clothes dryer just like this one and ends up getting hurt. It gets pretty hot in there, and those dryer fins can break your bones when they get going. If you think it's smart to climb in a dryer, you're really all wet.
We've had some complaints from the various video game executives featured on this show, and we'd like to just make absolutely clear that Ellie's voices do not represent the actual views of any of the corporations mentioned.
Oh, spoil sport.